Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Adrienne Piccone. She is with Volunteering Australia, and today we raise our hands up or our palms up with a smiley face, recognizing 5.8 million volunteers in Australia. Good day.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you for your time. So the volunteers have been busy since, if I'm not mistaken, the bushfire season.
Absolutely. And as you said in the introduction, nearly 6 million volunteers contributing over 700 million hours every year. But of course, this year has been quite exceptional. We've had two crises. First, earlier in the year, the bushfires, where volunteers were thrown on the front into the front line of saving lives and saving houses, saving properties. And of course, more recently with COVID-19, where again, volunteers have been thrown into the spotlight and really on the front line of essential services, doing so much for so many.
People who are in the bushfires, most of the firefighters are volunteers. Most of the people who help in the shelters or evacuation places are volunteers, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. SES, the firefighters. And as you say, it's also those people that are helping as part of the recovery effort. So organisations like Red Cross or Salvation Army or Lifeline, who are down there on the ground, you know, counselling people, getting food for people, that sort of thing. They're all volunteers as well.
We thought we had a breather, and then COVID-19 happened.
Yeah, it was hard to imagine that we'd actually have a crisis that could trump the bushfires, wasn't it? Because they were obviously so devastating, but we actually have. And yeah, it's really been an unusual time because, you know, I think with the fires, we're used to seeing the emergency services volunteers in the spotlight. But we're not used to seeing the kinds of volunteers that we've seen during COVID in the spotlight. And they're more the organisations that are part of recovery efforts. And they're more the organisations that come from what we'd like to call the community welfare sector. So those organisations that are, you know, helping individuals generally, they were the ones who were really part of essential services.
And compared to what happened in the bushfires, this is more long term, isn't it? Because in the bushfires, a volunteer can come to a place, help clean up or help, you know, with what's needed for the day. But this is long term, and we haven't seen the light at the end of the tunnel yet, haven't we?
No, that's true. Although I probably would say that the fires are long term as well. Obviously, the fires are out now,
yes.
But the recovery effort will take years. And I think it's really important that we don't forget that we still need volunteers on the ground helping those communities to recover. But you're absolutely right. It's not like there's an end date in sight in terms of COVID, really, is there, and in terms of the way we deal with it as a community. And I think as we start to, the restrictions start to loosen and we start to move back into our sort of new normal, the demand for services is going to increase.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect the demand for volunteers will also increase.
Because unlike the bushfire recovery plan, where there are set dates and plans in place, with the COVID, it changes every day, doesn't it?
It really does, isn't it? And I feel like we've all just been in this sort of reaction mode since, you know, like the last sort of 2 to 3 months, really just sort of lunging from one thing to the next. I mean, I really, when COVID-19 first hit, what we found was sort of organisations responded in two key ways. So on the one hand, we had organisations that had to literally close their doors overnight,
mm-hmm.
And send volunteers home. And, of course, there was some real concern from those organisations because they really wanted to try and stay engaged with their volunteers during the course of COVID so that when they did need to restart their programs, they weren't having to do that from scratch. But also they were actually worried about the mental health of the volunteers themselves because, of course, one of the key reasons that people volunteer is that it's actually really good for their mental health. Like, there's actually benefits there for the volunteers themselves. So in terms of loneliness and isolation and mental and physical well-being, there were some real concerns from the organisation. So they had to work super hard to actually continue to stay engaged with their volunteers and often adapted their programs so that they could do things not not face-to-face anymore,
yes,
but often online or email, letters, whatever.
Yeah. Because that's one of the things, I myself have been a volunteer, and one of the beautiful things that come out of it is the camaraderie, isn't it? The friendships that you forge while volunteering as well. And that gentle touch or gentle nudge, you know, just to be close to someone is important. But that's all changed, hasn't it?
I mean, I completely, it has all changed, but I completely agree with you about how important that is. And sometimes I think we actually undervalue that. Like we talk a lot about the contribution that volunteers make to the community or to organisations, but we really, volunteering is about reciprocity. You know, actually volunteers get a lot themselves, don't you? It really has a positive impact on your mental and physical health. It just feels good. It feels good to be living,
yes,
according to your purpose and doing good in the world.
And it's like you come out with a smile on your face when you see that
absolutely.
You've helped someone.
I feel like it taps into the very best bit of humans. You know, it's that bit of us that really does want to make a difference. It's a bit of us that really wants to help. It's like our common humanity it sort of taps into. And yeah, it does. We all want to be connected and experience that sense of belonging and also feeling like we've made a difference to our little corner of the world.
We've found other ways to volunteer, hasn't it? Like the pandemic has changed the way we volunteer, but it's still there.
It is still there. But I mean, as I said, a lot of organisations are in pause mode and are starting to sort of think about restarting. But then, of course, a lot have had to absolutely ramp up services and really change the way they delivered services. And there were particularly for some organisations that relied on older volunteers. They found early on in COVID that they needed to recruit new volunteers because the older volunteers are not allowed to leave home, you know, for a period there. So, yeah, we actually are changing the way we volunteer. But also, I guess what we really need to keep in mind is that once we can restart our new normal, really important that we want volunteers to come back and really want new people to start thinking about how they can get involved.
So far, what do you think the new normal of volunteering would be like?
I think it's going to be really interesting. I mean, I think the way that we've all adopted online interactions, like, I mean, I know, for example, even in my own office, we've had Zoom for a couple of years, but we've never really used it until now, and I suspect we will continue to do that. I mean, I suspect that the new normal, that we will think of creative ways that we can deliver services, but also keep volunteers engaged. And it doesn't always have to be face-to-face. Obviously, that's still always going to be important. But there's other ways that we can actually connect with each other.
In our community, there is a volunteer group that helps senior citizens or the elderly. And what they do is that they do shopping for them and they drop it off in the front of their house and, you know, get the list from a text message and then drop it. You can find ways of helping other people, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It doesn't have to be through an organisation. It could be your neighbour, or it could be a friend, or it could be somebody, you know, up the street. It could be a whole range of ways, but it all makes a real difference.
And it doesn't need to be something that you do on a daily basis. It could be something you do randomly.
Absolutely, and I think that's a really good point. I mean, it's also, I think that that's kind of one of the things that we're discovering. I think what organisations have had to do is to adapt some of the roles and start to think about ways that they can engage people, not necessarily asking them to sign up, you know, week on, week out for, you know, the next couple of years, but actually just for short-term volunteering, you know, like a project or even 1 or 2 weeks. So just about how we can, you know, deliver what we need to deliver on, and also keep the volunteers engaged.
It's also important to recognize the volunteers who have continued to work through this pandemic and their most valuable service, like the people at the other end of the line that we could talk to or who could share, you know, a light moment with us, you know, make the day better.
Yeah, but you're right. A lot of people have continued to volunteer, you know, and we have we're at the beginning particularly concerned about safety because, of course, organizations have the same duty of care to volunteers as they would have to paid staff, and you know that volunteers deserve to be working in a safe working condition. So we were really keen at that point to provide information around sanitation, but also, you know, safe working conditions, but also about how they could adapt programs to meet government guidelines. And I think the other thing is that we need to remember that if volunteering should always be of a person's own free will. So if somebody doesn't feel safe to volunteer, then they should never feel compelled to do so. But yeah, those people have kept going. I think that duty of care and safety has been a really important consideration.
Maybe in the next few weeks, we'll see a clearer guidelines and how the volunteers can move forward.
Absolutely, I would say so. And I think if people are thinking that they might want to get involved, it'd be great for them to go onto the Go Volunteer website. There's thousands of opportunities around Australia, and really, I mean, I think the thing about volunteering is there is something out there for everybody, because
yes,
it cuts across every part of our society.
It doesn't matter. Every small act of kindness counts.
I completely agree. Absolutely, every small act of kindness makes a difference. Yeah.
So shout out to those nearly 6 million volunteers in Australia. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, Adrian Piccone from Volunteering Australia.
Thanks for having me.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.